This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
It is 8 o'clock and it's time now to talk to our Mayor, Julia Lawyer. She joins us now. Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
Now, Julia, first time I've had a chat to you since the carbon neutral scheme that you voted on in June was abandoned. Your talk stalled with Qantas. Firstly, were you disappointed with that?
Look, not really, because what we were promised in the beginning was very exciting. It certainly was going to be some great promotional focus for the Douglas Shire. That's what we were promised. But in the end, once we had that June council resolution and then serious negotiations could commence, because then we had authorised the CEO to do that, it was clear that some of the things that we were promised in the beginning were not eventuating. And when we went in and asked, of course, to get the best value for our own ratepayers and residents, we didn't really hear from them for a number of weeks. Despite various emails to and fro, and it became clear to us that that they had stalled. But as you said, and as we have said, the negotiations had stalled. And so we made a decision that we would then focus, which was also a desire in that 18th of June resolution. If you recall, we did another aspect of that resolution was to investigate carbon offset projects located within the Douglas Shire. And so an opportunity arose and we chose to take advantage of that. And so now we're going to be focusing solely on local projects. And whilst we won't be carbon neutral as soon as we'd hoped, we now can solely and focus on achieving really the same goal, just perhaps a bit later. And this time invest our money locally and encourage more people in our community to be involved. And what's really interesting, since we've had that decision, we've had a number of key local tourism operators who have expressed desire to actually be involved directly with our local projects as well. So that's really exciting.
Okay, before we get to this block of land, can I just back up a little bit? So I take it to be absolutely clear what you wanted from Qantas, and this is why it stalled, is you wanted that publicity that you thought you'd get in the first place. That was what the sticking point was, that Qantas needed to promote the region tourism-wise or no deal.
Look, certainly we were promised quite a number of things, of course, when Qantas representatives met with us earlier in the year. We also put to them that we wanted to have promotional activity similar, reciprocal promotion for our initiative similar to Kangaroo Island. We certainly wanted promotion in in-flight videos, magazines, the e-coms via red email, and the frequent flyer program, for example, such as the Cairns holiday promotion supporting carbon-free travel, which was promoted a few weeks ago. But they did change their tune on a number of things that were promised. I can give you a couple of examples. For example, full payment for the brand and website development up to a certain value that had been agreed previously by Qantas, and then they seem to have changed their tune on that. But essentially, what we wanted and what we expected and what had been put to us, certainly as we went further into the negotiations, it was apparent that that was not going to come to fruition. And so, as I think I've told you a couple of times in recent weeks, we certainly wanted to make sure that we did get best value for our ratepayers and residents in this deal, and we were unable to complete the deal. And at the same time, because we always wanted to have our local projects, we decided to bring them forward.
Okay, now you have another plan, and that is a block of land, I understand, that the council is purchasing. Now, what will that block of land be used for, and will it eventually help the environment and help us here in the Douglas Shire?
Look, the block of land will be used to, it'll be our first carbon project for the council. And activities, of course, such as tree planting, habitat regeneration, wetland restoration, We've already had a number of people who are really interested in assisting us with that, which is fantastic. It's certainly going to help the environment overall.
So if you're going to grow trees on it, that's going to take 3 to 4 years. So being carbon neutral as a council, how far would you think that would be away?
Look, we'll certainly won't become carbon neutral as soon as we'd hoped. Once we actually can have the land finalised, then we can start to really work on what our plan will be. We certainly, as we've said, I think early last week when we had the decision that we will have full consultation, we want to keep everyone informed. We've already invited people if they want to sort of, I suppose, just express interest in being involved. We have a number of tree planting initiatives and habitat restoration initiatives, for example, Daintree Life, Rainforest Rescue, Nightwing. So we've got a lot of interest in all this already over the Shire.
Now, the block of land, is there any involvement with Green Collar with this one? Because you had a Green Collar involvement with the last one. Will they be involved in this one?
No, this is council taking full control of what this initiative will be. We will, of course, work, as we always do, with a number of organisations. But this is council's made a decision to put a bid on a particular block of land, and when that's finalised, we'll let everyone know. Of course, we don't make it obvious first up, because we want to make sure we get best value from the vendor, of course. If they know where the block of land is and how much we might be prepared to go up to, for example, it certainly devalues and diminishes the value for ratepayers overall.
So you haven't purchased it yet? So you haven't signed off on anything with the land yet?
It hasn't been finalised, no.
Okay.
The decision last Wednesday was to actually allow the CEO to enter into those negotiations.
Will you let ratepayers know how much council is paying for that block of land?
Yes. No, once everything's been finalised, we will let everyone know. Of course, we'll be very excited to let everyone know, I think. But this plan will have a lot of support. We've already had a number of organisations and people who have contacted council and also contacted me individually.
Okay. Well, moving on to something else, and this is something that I was very pleased about. Pleased that the Cairns Regional Domestic Violence Services have officially now opened their Douglas Shire office in Mossman, basically to show that they're there for the Douglas Shire to provide a safe place for victims of domestic violence and for them to seek out support services. Now, I know that the council is very keen on getting something going and really moving towards having proper support services and everything for the victims of domestic violence, because we know, Julia, that underneath, you know, you lift the carpet sometimes under communities and you'll see a really dark side. And this is a dark side of our Shire, and we should do everything. And this is a good move now to start moving towards doing something about this.
Look, it is. And it was great to go to the launch of that last Wednesday. There are, of course, a number of community services organisation representatives, people who work in that space. What this particular facility will do will very much complement what council and the community and the police want to do. I know that I had a good chat to Damien. He's extremely supportive of council's quest to have a dedicated 24-hour domestic and violence and family violence centre. That's what we really need. Overall, what this service will do will provide a lot of much-needed support in the initial period when people approach them, certainly it allows people to be there for certain hours of the day if needed, but it's not an overnight shelter for women and children, for example, and that's what we really need.
Absolutely, and I'm sure that'll come in the future. It just has to. Now, removing debris and sand from the Rex Creek intake during the wet season has got a whole lot easier for the council and the crews.
Yes, we've known this has been an issue for some time, and so we've put some of our Works for Queensland money that we received. We've spent $785,000 on upgrades to the Rex Creek intake, the Wyambal intake, and also the Wyambal Water Treatment Plant. And so what this does is that, as you probably know, because we talked about it quite a bit during our cyclonic and really bad weather earlier in the year, Paul, is that during heavy rainfall, high volumes of water, they contain silt, sand, debris, sticks, you name it, vegetation, and they block our intakes and they stop a full flow of water to the treatment plant. And so every wet season, not just when we have bad weather, our council crews, they have to have, it's really challenging and it's not a great task. You've got to remove all this stuff from these blockages in often really difficult circumstances. And so these upgrades, they'll improve our ability to access any blockages and certainly give an overall boost to what we're doing in the water resilience space. We're doing a lot. I mean, as well as all that particular project for one of our Works for Queensland projects, we've got screen renewals at Rex Creek as well. That's a $330,000 job. The plant renewals was $180,000. What we did at the intake, as I've just said, that was at the Wyambal intake. There are also screens. That was $275,000. So we've really been focusing on upgrading and really renewing so much of this really basic water infrastructure over the last few years.
Mm. Now, individuals and organisations with ideas to enrich the community or grow the local economy are encouraged to apply for a Douglas Shire Council grant. So, Julie, who's up for this? Who can apply?
Look, not-for-profits, individuals, organisations. We're also having some, I think this starting this week, we've got some information sessions. The details of that are all on our website. It's anyone who has a great idea. If you have anything you think that you can do that's going to improve either our community, our economy, our environment, go ahead to one of these information sessions. Or if you can't make it, just contact our staff. They're really happy to help people to understand what the criteria is for these particular grants, how you go about it. We've got quite a bit of time for people to put in an application. They close on the 25th of October. So that is a lot of time for people to, actually understand what they want to do. So the three different types of grants, there's a business grant, a community support grant, and an event funding grant.
Beautiful. Now, just one other thing, and it just came up on your website recently, and this is such good news, the Douglas Shire has received approval from the Department of Transport and Main Roads to complete the asphalt resurfacing. Some of the work there at the intersection of Captain Cook Highway and Bonnie Doon Road, of course, that's the turn off to Kooya Beach. Now, Julia, you'll know this. Everybody seems to, when they're heading to Mossman, they go into that right lane that is actually the turning lane so they can get off that horrible rough surface and then they veer back to the good surface. So this is good news that this is going to be fixed up and it's only going to take 2 to 3 weeks, which is pretty good.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We've been seeking that approval for quite some time. We've been well aware that that is a problem. As you know, it is a state road and so that's why the state is funding it. But we don't want to wait till they would end up getting their act together to do it.
Yes.
I pass it nearly every day. And so we've applied to do it and we'll be doing it very shortly.
Absolutely. But have you noticed that people go into that right-hand lane? It's actually the arrow lane, but they'll go into that until they clear the rough and then go back to the left, which isn't good traffic-wise anyway. But have you noticed that?
Yes, no, I have. And everyone else has too. We obviously have a lot of staff who are driving all over the place. So
absolutely.
That's why we sought to get that funding, and we want to do it ASAP while we can.
Excellent. Okay, well, we'll await more news on the block of land and letting the public know what is going and taking them on the journey with that. But until then, have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you too, Paul. Thanks very much.
Bye.